This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. And thank you also for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Quick notes on both. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Full service means post-judgment, family law, divorce, child support modification, fill in the blank for full service. That's what Brandon Legal Group does. For a free consult, visit BrandonLegalGroup.com or call 844-4BLG for me. They are longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. They will have a foursome in the upcoming 2022 Todd Wright Tour Championship at the club at Eagle Brook on May 14th. If you would like to play in the Todd Wright Tour Championship on May 14th, email ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com for more information. Bill Curry Ford sponsors Todd Wright Tour Golf Tournaments. Bill Curry Ford writes the checks to the winners of the podcast leagues from the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast annually. Bill Curry Ford recently sold me a new vehicle. Now, technically, it was a pre-owned vehicle, but I am very happy with my 2018 Ford Escape. I traded in a 2014 Ford Focus. So I eliminated 4 years of wear and tear. I went from 100,000 miles to 40,000 miles. I added some room for signs and golf equipment and other things that I need to run my golf tournaments. And I was in and out of there in less time than it took T-Mobile to convert me from Sprint. That was my experience. Ask for Sean Sullivan. He is the general manager. If someone doesn't want to put you to Sean Sullivan for whatever reason, you ask for Grace Thomas. And you keep asking for Grace Thomas until you get her. You tell her, I sent you, and that you want to talk to Sean Sullivan about a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a major make and model of another manufacturer that is on the lot in the pre-owned inventory. Sean will want to talk to you and take care of you. Bill Curry Ford, first family of Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. I have been putting tons of photos, which we're going to talk about here, from the Masters on my social media. I played golf yesterday with one of my great team captains, Billy, and Billy's like, yeah, too bad you can't do photos at Augusta. I said, Billy, I got photos all over my social media site. He's like, well, I don't do social media. So, well, that's where people put pictures these days. Try Instagram. My Instagram is at ToddWright2121. Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. And, of course, Twitter. The photos aren't there on Twitter. I just use Twitter to promote some things, at ToddWright2121. Quick thanks, Jesse Pratt, Plantation Palms Golf Club. Got myself, two of my team captains, and my golf wife, Leanne, out for golf yesterday on my return from Augusta National. That is where I held my Masters Inspired event. Jesse Pratt is a wonderful general manager of golf properties in the Tampa Bay area. He has hosted five of my 36 previous Todd Wright Tour events. Thank you, Jesse, for having us out. Off the podcast I cut 24 hours ago, I said I'd cut another one about why attending the Masters is the best experience in sports. Now, if you don't have any interest in golf, like I have no interest in UFC, as I talked about in an analogy on the previous podcast, this doesn't apply to you. You may just want to go away. It's fine. Not going to offend me. Golf is not for everybody. But it's some of the elements of the way Augusta National Golf Club runs the Masters that I said on the previous podcast, and I stand by. If other sports venues, other sports organizations took 5% minimum of what Augusta National Golf Club does annually in hosting the Masters, 5%, not expecting you to replicate the whole thing. The business model is different. I get that. But if you could send someone to the Masters or just bring me in to pick my brain or listen to this podcast, you would make your experience better for your fans. And we're going to talk about that right now. Let's get the no phones out of the way, because I understand that major sports organizations, other sports events you go to, they're not going to do this. They're not. And even the other PGA Tour events don't do this. They tried for a while. They got away with it. Not now. But yes, you are not allowed to bring, unless you are a competitor or a member of the media, where you can only have it in certain areas, you are not allowed to bring, if you are a patron, which is the Masters term for a ticketed fan, you are not allowed to bring your phone onto the property. That's it. No exceptions. That's it. Now, I'm actually someone who does unplug for various things. When I go to the gym, the phone doesn't go with me. It doesn't. I'm there to get away from it. I'm there to work out. There are a few other things where I get away from and off my phone, not just sleeping, but the gym is one example. So I didn't mind and have never minded that element, but I understand how other sporting venues can't do that. Namely, we have gone to no hard tickets. COVID did a lot of that, but it's something that organizations wanted to do for a while. There were various reasons. Same with contactless payment and no cash. That wasn't COVID, that was theft. I've talked about that before. Sporting venues, sports organizations used COVID as a reason to get rid of taking cash from you because they have issues with theft at their events, with the vendors stealing or losing money. When it's electronic, it is much easier to monitor. It's probably easier to run your numbers instantly on what you sold, what you need. I get all that. But that's one of those many examples of COVID being used as a crutch when the actual reason is something else. The Masters was also no cash, which surprised me a bit, but they did have cash to card stations, which now I wish I would have used one because I'd like to see what the card says. I don't know anybody that has one. If you do, send me a picture of it, a screenshot at right.todd@yahoo.com. I'll get one if I go back next year. So I can't suggest that sports venues and sports teams eliminate you bringing your phones in. And you may not want that. So that's off the board here. I have something else instead. But it is nice. I have all these ticket stubs from other events. And ticket stubs have become a thing of the past. Right? You scan your phone when you go into a sporting event or a concert. That's it. There's no souvenir. Nothing to put on the fridge, nothing to put in a scrapbook, nothing to put with photos in a frame. I have my ticket stub from the Masters. Now, it used to be I would share a badge with someone for the week and you'd have to turn that in after using it. Nope. I have my ticket stub from going into and out of the property right here in my home. Nice to have. All right, so here are five things that I wish, again, would fall into that. Do 5% of this in some way, and you improve the fan experience at other sporting events and other sporting venues, in no particular order. Free parking. Isn't that the last thing? After you've made the effort to go to something, you wait in some level of traffic likely to get there, you finally are pulling into a parking lot at the venue, you've already spent money to go to the event, you're going to spend money likely at the event, you're not even in there yet, and they hammer you for a charge to park your damn car. The Masters doesn't. It's free parking. It also helps the traffic flow into the free parking lots. I will say there are previous years I have paid to park at the Masters because when I go on Sundays, I don't go early in the morning. There's no meaningful golf being played. I go around 1 o'clock, gives me about an hour or so before the leaders tee off to shop for merchandise, get a beer, get a sandwich, then get to the first fairway and watch the leaders play for the next 4+ hours. So the free parking was usually full by then. You pull into a neighborhood nearby, and there's likely someone out in front of their house that says, "Do you need to park your car?" You park in their driveway, you hand them a few bucks, they offer you water, they ask if you need to use the bathroom, that's the way it is. But there's free parking available at the Masters, and a lot of it. It's more now than ever before because the Masters has been buying up adjacent land for use of this and other things. They bought up, 10 years ago or so, they bought a plaza nearby, an old shopping plaza, and that's where they make all the sandwiches that you buy at the tournament. It's right across the street. It's like their factory. But think about that. The only other place where I regularly get free parking at a sporting event is a minor league baseball game. And that's on a whole other level, right? Minor league baseball, it's not about the fan experience. It really isn't. It's a developmental league. If they get some people in the stands, terrific. If they got nobody in the stands, minor league baseball still exists. And granted, there have been some struggles in recent years. But when I go to Steinbrenner Field to see the Tarpons play, a single-A affiliate of the Yankees, I pull right in the lot and I park for free. And anybody else can too. That's the only other place I know of. Perhaps you have some other sporting event you can go to where you park for free. But the Masters, unlike other major sporting events that would gouge you before you even walk in the gate, what, 50, 100, just to park your damn car, just to get to the venue, it's free at the Masters. Let's talk about the price of concessions. You've probably heard this about the Masters, and it's true. Let me give you an example of a concession purchase that Carrie and I made while at the Masters. It was a lunchtime purchase. We went through the concession stand at Amen Quarter. Very popular, very convenient, right behind 12T. We went through the line. She grabbed chicken salad on brioche. I grabbed ham and cheese on wheat. By the way, there are some that rave about, and rightfully so, the other types of sandwiches at Augusta. I don't know what they're doing with their ham and cheese, but it is the best ham and cheese that I have ever had. I don't know what's going on there. Just keep doing it. She grabbed a Georgia pecan cookie, and then we each had a beer in a souvenir cup. One was a craft that is brewed specifically for the Masters. We were both going to try that, and then I grabbed the domestic, which this year was Miller Lite. There was also an import, a Stella, and there was one other. And they introduced Chardonnay this year in a special little Masters wine cup. All right, so we have two beers, two sandwiches, and a cookie. We put it all on the counter. We pay. Go ahead and guess. Some of you already know. Go ahead and guess. All right, you got your guess? All right. Now think about that where you go see sports most of the time. All right? Somewhere you have season tickets, your favorite team, Your favorite event that is in the Masters. Two beers, two sandwiches or equivalent, right? A lunch entree. Call it a hamburger, call it a hot dog, whatever you want. The Masters doesn't do those because they don't want the smoke or the smell on the golf course of those being smelled or made. And a cookie. Got it? Here's your answer. It cost us $17.50. And you know what? Prices have gone up in recent years on the beer. And I understand Augusta National doing that. The beer is $5 across the board now. Whether you take a domestic, an import, or a craft, it's $5 in a souvenir cup. $5 beer. The sandwiches are $3 with the exception of the two traditional sandwiches, pimento cheese and egg salad. Those are $1.50. Oh, it's a full-size piece of bread, by the way. The cookie was $1.50. They have other things. I was actually disappointed they don't have peanut butter crackers anymore. That's my wheelhouse. They don't have those anymore. But they rotate some items. $17.50. Two beers, two full-size sandwiches, and a cookie. What do you pay for that at your favorite sporting event? All right. Sorry, Mr. Vinnick, I'm about to use you as an example. Let's see. Two beers at a Lightning game. All right. I got a number. Two sandwiches. All right. I got a number. And a cookie or some form of dessert like that. Minimum. Vinnick Sports Group is going to get me for at least $60 for that. 3.5 times what I pay at the Masters. Why? Why does it have to be that way? Not just Vinnick Sports Group. Why do sports venues have to be that way? I know Mr. Blank doesn't do that at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. There are places, there are stands you can buy discounted beer and candy and snacks. I haven't been to that stadium yet, but I know that's the case. And I'm sure there are others who have special stands like that. But in general, right, we as sports fans, I just brought up free parking. We get hammered on parking before we're ever in the building. And then usually once we're in the building, what's the first thing we do? Something to drink and or something to eat, and they hammer us again. Why? The Masters doesn't do it. Why do you have to do it so bad? Why? You don't. You do it because, well, that's the way it's done. Well, that's a bullshit reason. $5 beers, $3 sandwiches, $1.50 for cookies and snacks. Is that so hard? Again, I'm asking sports venues to consider doing 5% of these suggestions that the Masters does. Enhance the fan experience. All right, here's another one. There are no ads on property. Now, sure, the players do get to wear whatever they want. This isn't Wimbledon. Where at Wimbledon, there's a dress code on the participants. The players look like the players in golf. There's no difference to their wardrobe mandated by the Masters. Sure, you're not going to see Rory McIlroy wearing jeans, or you're not going to see Colin Morikawa wearing shorts in a competitive round. No. And the caddies all wear the traditional caddy uniform. But the players have their sponsorship on their hats, their shirts, their bags. That's it. That's all you're going to see, whether you're at the tournament or watching it on television. Now, sure, there are limited commercials on TV. Those are the partners of the Augusta National Golf Club. What were they this year? I know it was AT&T. Usually it's Mercedes or Cadillac. I think it's now Mercedes. It was Cadillac for a number of years. It was Travelers Insurance for a number of years. Might be another company now. And I think Exxon has been in, Exxon Mobil's been in and out of there. But if you notice when you're watching on TV, the commercial breaks are about 1 minute long. And they're not very frequent. When you're at the golf course, the only advertising you see is on the players' bodies and their bags. If I bought those peanut butter crackers, they wouldn't say Lance. They actually were wrapped with a Masters logo. So being hit by advertising and commercialism, the Masters doesn't do that either. When you watch other sporting events on TV, this is an argument about the NCAA tournament. Especially the last 5 minutes of a tournament game. Timeout, commercial, timeout, commercial, timeout, commercial, timeout, commercial. I think we could deal with the timeouts. Can we not cut away to commercial every freaking time? And some of you will say, well, that's because CBS and Turner paid so much for the tournament. Ah, so we get to a bigger issue here. I hope most of you know the Masters doesn't take money for their television rights. You are a TV partner and they choose you. ESPN does not pay to air the Masters. CBS does not pay to air the Masters. The Masters chooses you as a broadcast partner. That is why they don't have to assault you with advertising. Because you don't need to make up the difference there. Isn't it nice at the Masters? It isn't follow the money. It's not. Look how that enhances the viewing experience. There are no ads on property. Now, I know when you go to an NCAA tournament basketball game, they'll cover up all the ads in the venues they use. They do some of that, not on their telecasts. It's nice to look at scoreboards and not see advertising, to be assaulted with advertising. You imagine that? If you're sitting there, say, what's a good place for action at Augusta? 15 green. There are no jumbotrons, obviously, but imagine if between every group coming through, if they assaulted you with various advertising until the next group came through, as they do at other sporting venues. Or they do this. There is no one at Augusta National telling you to make some noise. Now, I know some of you will say, well, that's golf. Okay, but still the point is, we have had this evolution. The NBA started it. The NHL eventually did it. The NFL does it. I haven't been to the new stadium in LA, but I believe they even have a DJ at the Rams' new stadium. I don't know if he also or someone works the Charger games. All this, make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Okay. When Rory McIlroy and Colin Morikawa, thank you, Kerry, for this. When Rory McIlroy and Colin Morikawa both hold out on 18 on Sunday from two different bunkers, back to back for birdie, that's noise. You didn't have to hire some low-level employee, give him an overmodulated microphone to tell the crowd, make some noise. Call me old, go ahead. There was plenty of noise. Why? Because it was deserved. It was generated by the action. I'll tell a quick story here. Because the damage was already done years ago. Speaking of Vinick Sports Group, I think before Mr. Vinick owned the team. It was before Mr. Vinick owned the team. I've done public address announcing as a favor for the Lightning in the past. A handful of games because the guy who normally does it, who I despise and he despises me, had conflicts with the Magic. So they used me. I didn't do the make some noise. I played it very straight. And one game I was sitting there, and the Lightning were getting their ass kicked. And someone got in my ear and said, "This crowd is really dead. Todd, you got anything to get them loud?" I turned on the internal microphone and I said, "You got the wrong guy. I believe the action on the ice determines the reaction of the crowd." And there was silence. Yeah, that was the last game I did. They didn't use me anymore after that. Fine, fuck them. I own it. There was plenty of noise at the Masters. There is every year. There's no one telling fans to make it. They make it because of something they see. Last one. This may be the best one. So, for you're saying these other sporting venues can't do any of this, right? You're saying, well, they can't give free parking. Well, they could. They can't do $5 beer and $3 sandwiches. Yeah, they could. They can't limit the commercials because of the television, how much people, you know, these networks pay. They have to get their money back. Eh. And they're not going to eliminate the artificial manufacturing of noise, asking people to make noise with signs or guys and girls getting on a microphone to ask you to do that, who have nothing to do with the sporting event, the in-game experience. Fine. If you can't do any of that, here's where your 5% comes in, do it. Because at the Masters, with all due respect, I'm going to use my own language here. Once you are on the grounds at Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters, I'll put it to you very simply. They write it more eloquently. If you act like an asshole, you will be escorted off the property. And there's no leeway there. Now, there are some simple things that some don't know they can't do. You can't run. Well, I got to get up there to see, you know, Tiger hit his next tee shot. Okay, walk. You run, a security person is going to tap you on the shoulder. And they will tell you there is no running at Augusta National and not to do it again. And they mean it. Also, you can't sit on the ground, lean back, and lay down. This may be a beer-related thing. It may be a, wow, what a beautiful day, or the just, I'm freaking tired. You will get a tap. Please sit up. You can sit on the ground. You can't lay down. All right, those are simple ones. You already know when to not yell. You already know not to be negative towards bad shots. That's a golf thing, all right? But how much, think about this personally. The reasons you have to not go to sporting events, some of it is money, and I've already addressed that. The parking, the concessions. Look, the Masters ticket price, I've gone 7 years, I've paid to go every year, by the way. I've never had a media badge. I've paid. I've paid to go. So, some of it's money why you don't go. How much of it also is you just don't want to deal with assholes? This is why, for the better part of the last 20 years, when I go to sporting events, I get a club-level ticket. Not a suite. A club-level ticket. The club-level ticket seems to eliminate a lot of the assholes. Maybe that'll go away in time, but people tend to behave better on the club level. Sure, I'm a club level snob. I own that too. I just don't want to deal with assholes. I don't want to deal with them at a sporting event. I don't want to deal with them in my daily life. I don't want to deal with them in the 239 other units in my condominium building. The fewer assholes I deal with in my daily life, I think the happier person I'll be. And I'm sure that's a reason many of you don't go to as many sporting events, because you don't want to deal with them. Well, they really don't exist at Augusta National Golf Club, because you'll get thrown out and you will never come back. Now, I don't know how the never come back works, but I believe it. You do something that you shouldn't do, and they throw you out. I don't think you're coming back. You want to test it? You go right ahead. My money's on Augusta finding out. If you bought your tickets face value, they know who you are. If you bought them from a secondary market, they're going to find that out too. And then the person who sold you that ticket is probably fucked. Yeah. So you don't deal with that there. I'm not saying everybody is nice, and most people are. We don't have to make this a big social event where everybody talks to everybody. I don't even want that. Just eliminate the assholes. And Augusta does. Because for any reason, they'll just ask you to leave. They will. Again, if other sports teams and other sporting events did 5%, just 5% of things like this that Augusta does, how much better would the experience be for us? And some of this even involves what you're watching on television with the Masters experience on TV with the limited commercials. I'll leave it there. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Again, all my photos from the Masters are on my social media pages, Instagram at ToddWright2121, Facebook Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.